told me never. Soon you let them get up in your business. That's why I stay up on my P's and Q's. Never know what these guys trying to do to you. All that stuff, hurt, hurt, getting hurt. Used to sit up in that crowd with my team shooting hurt. All my niggas, they going ride, yeah, they ready to murder. So watch what you say to me, I got my goons on alert, alert, alert. Check the last name through it. You ain't heard around them.
Platinum camp.
Along in my mom, there's an eagle. Me a one day, me a kill people. R.I.P. to a goddamn burger. Anyway, I got them but no no closer than me clutch bar. Shuffle up a seat, go deliver them me clutch bar. Roll over on with rain, join me bus shot. Making memories of like the year me get me first class. I'm a street dude, the street where when me come up. Chatting about play dumb when me dogs them run up. So me do it when me touch the street. Rub on up, out every night and then sleep when the sun up. Enemies are free, tell the whole of them to gang up. The first one we talk, the scoreboard send me one up. Then check on the phone, dead before you hang up. Before they get back up, you want family bang up.
Mama knew a change wouldn't come. She told me how to kill a man. She had a hard time. Make it hard to
are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah, it's Illa Q, it's Illa Q, it's your boy DJ Standard, Illa Q, K100 Radio, ATL fam. Blazer, what's good? Let them know what it is. Do they got that heat or they gonna get shot down by the street? You know we don't play no bullshit. It's K100 Radio, man, we keep it real.
Oh, what up, though? Let's get it, man. What's happening? www.chainlessentertainment.com. We live right now for another episode of Illa Kill. You know what it is, man. Shouts out to my DJ Center for that new intro drop. True that. So, you know, this is what we do over here at K1's Radio. The way we give artists, you know, some of the independent artists a chance and a shot to get that rotation over here on K1's Radio is we do this. It's called Illa Kill. And basically, we take the music that's been admitted to us, and we go live on the air, and we basically play it live on the air. We take callers' feedback, and based on that feedback that we get, and you know what we personally think about the record and everything, that's basically what's going to determine whether or not they show some love. You know, it doesn't cost them anything; they just have to have, you know, some banging ass music. Now, that being said, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would rather just be able to pay us a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? And just go ahead and just, you know, let us just throw them in rotation, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They pay us a couple of bucks, you know, and they get their look. But that's the problem with that is when we do that, then if they pay us, you know what I'm saying? Then we have to play the shit because they paid us. They paid for that. Payola. It's how radio works. It's how regular radio works. Basically, FM and XM is ran by payola. It's ran by Radio 1 payola, industry payola. That's how it is. It's against the law. Yeah, it's true, but no one gives a fuck, right? Right. So basically, the highest bidder gets played. Good music or not. But over here at K100 Radio, your money's not going to help you. It's not going to save you. It's not going to get you spin. Only way you get spin is if you have a banker. And so that's the whole premise of K100 Radio, why we do what we do, the way we do it over here, so people can understand this whole process. This is about even in the playing field a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong. Most of the time, you know, you're going to have a little bit of money and a budget in order to do that, because you're going to have to get your song recorded and done right. You're going to have a fan base. So you're going to have to still put in some work. It's not a freebie per se. It's just that we X'd out the fact of you send me whack-ass shit, and then you pay me, you know, $1,500, and I play that shit for 30 days because you shot me $50, right? And that shit is just completely whack. Meanwhile, someone tunes into K1's radio for the first time, 2 days from now, and that's the first thing they hear, and they never come back. I don't have the luxury of being in the dashboard of everybody's car. This is internet radio, a fairly new platform, so what you must understand is every listener counts. Every minute of every day matters, because it could be the first and or last time they ever give a shit about K100. And I'm not going to let you fuck up my station. So, now we got that clear. This is why I chose this format. Also, it forces the hand of these independent artists that we expose to the thousands of people that listen to K1 Radio every month to participate and show some love and support to the station that supports them. Because I'm almost positive you can't just walk up to 107.9 and say, yeah, do an email, yo, give me a shot next week for free. Good luck. Not this in 107.9. I fucks with them. Actually, 107.9 works with the independent artists a little more than 94 does too here in Atlanta. Red Dread, shout out to DJ Red Dread over there at 107.9. I know him. He's a cool dude. He tries to give any artist a chance and a shot. You know, they're getting better because they understand people like us exist. You know what I'm saying? They won't be able to find the next hit artist unless they start showing a little more love, because the internet and everything has changed the game. So they're a little bit more lenient. But if you really want to get that rotation, you already know. Cut the check. Okay, so anyway, we're going to get to the thing. Basically, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. When you call the show, you hear my super cool, super on time intern, JC Rocker. Shouts out to her, checking you guys in. All right? So if you're an artist, make sure you listen to what she says. If you're a caller, make sure you listen to what she says. She's going to check you guys in for me. She's going to be screening the calls. It's going to make this process a lot easier. Already, I see we got Malik the Messenger, Moosh Millions, Superior, all right, already on the phone line. So she's going to be checking you guys in order. Please don't hang up. Listen to what she tells you. All right, don't hang up. You guys, you artists are expected to participate in the show and show some love back. You know what I'm saying? Because artists are going to be calling in, checking in, giving you votes. People are listening from all over the world. So we expect you guys to participate in this process, participate in the show. So make sure you're somewhere where you got a good phone signal and everything. You know what I mean? So, you know, everything goes cool with that, all right? So, again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Always remember to press the number one. Always remember to press the number one on the keypad, all right? So that you guys, that she knows that you guys actually want to talk. Whether you're an artist calling to check in, or you're someone calling to vote for a song on Illakill, alright? That's all you gotta do, but make sure you press number one. It's gonna say you're now in the host queue, or you're now in the host, yeah, the host queue, whatever. You just say that, just press the number one, alright? That means you wanna talk to us, that lets us know on the switchboard that you're someone that we need to speak to, so we won't just skip over your line, alright? Because we can hold up to 100 people on the switchboard that we got over here. So sometimes it gets a lot of people get calling in, it gets kind of crazy. But that's why I got my intern now. It's making my life hella easy. I already know who's first without even having to open up the phone lines. Malik the Messenger. And he's got a song called I'm a Man. Like I said, after that, we got Moosh Millions with a little bit more. Superior with Taking Flight or Undefeated. I'm just going to pick one. If you send in multiple songs, I'm just going to pick one. If you say this or this, I'm going to pick one. And you're going to live with the decision that you told me, because you didn't specify which one. That's why you never send in multiple songs to a radio station. You always send in the song. You send in the single. The single that you fucking with heavy, like you, the one you really want on the air. Don't send in three or four tracks. You know what I'm saying? Especially in this kind of format, because I might pick track three. Track one, which your best track might be track three. Also, remember to name your MP3s. I got a real pet peeve about that. Not just me, though. Every radio person has a pet peeve about that, just so you guys know. All right, artists, you should be well aware that us programming directors, radio personalities, DJs, hate when we get a track to someone and it's labeled track 01_01 clean mix dirty 2/1st try, second take. I should kill your shit in like that. Name the MP3s. Song_artist or artist_song. There's a debate about which one we prefer. Whatever. Just that simple. Name the MP3 before you send it off to us. I'm sending a shit called track 101 underscore master 2. All right? It's completely just unprofessional. And we're all about professionalism here at K1's Radio. Welcome to another episode. It's 347-934-0966. First up on deck, we got a song named I'm a Man, y'all. He says, I'm a man. This is Malik the Messenger, Malek the Messenger. I don't know. After that, we got Moosh Millionaire. All right, hold on. I'm writing these down too as JC Rock is checking them in. You know what I'm saying? She's making my life so easy right now, man. Like, for real. All right, Moosh Millions. Name of that is A Little Bit More. That's going to be the second song. We got Superior. And I'm just going to do Taking Flight. All you artists, don't hang up. I got to make sure if I have a problem with your MP3 or something, you guys need to be on the line. I got to let you guys know. I got to inform you guys of that, all right? Superior with Taking Flight. I'm just going to pick that one. You know, I don't know which one. You got two songs. I'm just going to pick Taking Flight. So if you're Superior, people, that's the song that you're going to be up for review tonight. All right, Taking Flight. After that, we got Sick Flow. Looks like, yeah, Wake Up. Sick Flow. And the name of that song is called Wake Up. All right. Looks like after that, we got, let's see here, Rhythm and Blue with Knockers. So that's who all is checked in so far. We got Malik the Messenger, Moosh Millions, Superior, Sick Flows, Rhythm and Blues. Stay on the phone line because JC's Rocker, she's going on the phone line. She's getting to you guys as fast as she can, all right? So if you're on the phone line, if music blanks out or something, she calls and check you in, and you know, it is what it is. But you got to make sure you go through that process now. Saves you from doing it live on the air. It's really great. All right, Malik the Messenger. I'm a man, y'all. All right? I'm a man. His name is Joint. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I think I had it where, Hold on, let me see real quick.
You.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I got it now where I can just trigger that. Like, right here, like this. Hold on.
You. Now, tune to the K100 Radio Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah. Let's go.
Chapter 18, verse 22. The man who finds a wife finds treasure, and he receives favor from the Lord. But let me tell you something, sometimes we don't know how to value that treasure. Listen to my story. When I first met you, the Lord gave me insight, and when you smiled at me, I knew you were right. And when we were all conversation was tight. Just thinking to myself, this could be my wife. From two different worlds, the face I was presenting, appreciating. We joined two relations without procrastination. Drew without a ring, without no hesitation. I was a man of God who had respect for you. Didn't offer you a ring before I came to you. Feeding you a child in the midst of confusion. Thus for emotion, we were losing. What was I doing? A man who knows God. Feeding you unrighteousness, disordering your consciousness. I learned from my mistakes and God brought me to repentance. God changed me, let me love.
Back 347-934-0966. That's the number to drop to the show. That was Malik Messenger. Sounds like inspirational. That's what I want to call it. I don't want to call it gospel rap, inspirational. We'll see what the people think about that. I'll leave my comments to the end. 347-934-0966. Moosh Millions is up next a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I see more, JC's checking more people in. So we got plenty of people on the phone line. Lots of artists checking in. Again, 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the phone lines and show these artists some love. Give them some feedback. It's all about the people. I got mad people listening on the stream. I see it's crazy high. So you got to call in and give these artists some feedback. What do you really think about that song? 347-934-0966. Based on the feedback we get, we'll see what's going on with Malik the Messenger. With I'm a man, y'all. Let me take the phone line. By the way, if you're an artist, you are expected to, like, vote and stuff or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If I see your phone line and you're not, and you're an artist and you haven't been checked in yet, don't worry. JC Rocker will get to you and check you in, but just give me some feedback on the record, all right? It's going to bounce all over the switchboard right now. We got plenty of people on the phone lines. Let's see. 904.
Hey, they were checking me in.
1-2. Hello?
Hey,
yo. 904.
Yeah.
What up, though? Illa Kill for that song, man. You like that record? What you think about it?
I got to kill it, man. It's just, I ain't killing the dream. It's just I can't dig the beat, you know what I'm saying, and the flow on there. So I got to go on kill it, man.
All right. No problem with that. All we want is the honest feedback. Keep it real. Keep it 100. That's all we want over here. If you ain't feeling it, kill it. If you like it, kill it. Honest feedback only. We don't do no hand-holding over here. Just because at the end of the day, no matter what you say, if I absolutely deem that you got out of the fucking crack and the song is either good or bad, no matter what you say, I'll act accordingly. So if it's whack, I'm not risk, you know, playing a whack song on my station anyway. It's not going to happen. But I want to get the real feedback so the artists can understand what it is that they feel like is lacking. That person said they wasn't feeling the production, so they gave it a kill vote. Let's go to the next person and see what's popping with it, though. Let's see. 856-449. Illa Kill for that joint.
Kill.
All right. That's a kill vote. It wasn't feeling it. Let's see here. 478-228. Another kill for that joint.
We're going to kill that, man. We're going to kill that.
A kill. I feel it. Three kills in a row. I'll try one more, though. Then I'll give you my opinion about what I feel about the record. 215-253. Another kill for that joint. Malik the Messenger.
Hello?
Yeah, 215-253. What up? Illa Kill.
I got an L that drum. Listen, I fuck with that drum a little bit. I only heard like a little bit of the end of, I ain't really hear the whole song, but what I heard, I like it. Like you said, it's inspirational.
All right, that's the L vote. That's one L vote. One L, three kills. Let me try one more here. Let me see. 804-490. Illa Kill.
Kill.
All right. That's a kill vote. Track is kill. First track of the night, Malik the Messenger. It's not going to make it. I'm going to be a man. I'll tell you what is lacking in me over here at K. I'm not going to get the vote. I'm going to let that vote stand. Of course, if I do have the ultimate decision over here. So it used to be like, whatever happens on Illa Kill is what it is. And sometimes people just, I don't know, y'all be fucking smoking and weed and shit. Y'all ain't listening to something, and y'all ill some shit that's whack. And sometimes y'all kill something that's actually pretty dope. So I have to intervene every now and again, but I try to stick to the post. If it's overwhelming, like that right there, way more kills than ills, I'm sticking with that post. That's pretty much how things go over here. And just get this shit, I'm listening to Illa Kill, and you don't know that. All right, so what I don't like about the track, A, is the production. You know what I'm saying? And the hook itself is just generic and dated a little bit, so it's not going to work. Of course, coming up in August, starting in August, we got Paskey's Choice, ENT. We teamed up with them to give you K100 Radio, PC K100 Live on Sundays. And that platform, it may fit a little bit better because on Sundays, starting in the end of August and Sundays in K100 Radio, Paskey and ENT, we're teaming up with them. And we're going to let the station go inspirational, you know, gospel and all that kind of stuff. That's coming up in August. Maybe when that comes around, maybe it'll fit that format more. But still, even still, like when you got artists like Lecrae out here just killing shit, like he can go toe-to-toe with any secular. You got to step your game up as an artist. Even if you're doing inspirational music, your bars and your hooks and your production still has to be dope. Because people like Lecrae are forcing you guys to be just as dope as the Jay-Z's, just without the bitches, hoes, cussing, and bricks. You know what I'm saying? And so I pretty much put every gospel artist up against Lecrae, inspirational artist. Because he's setting the standard. That's dope. I don't care what you like. If you like flows and bars, you can listen to him no matter what. And so I'm starting to hold gospel artists to a much higher standard. No more just because it's positive, it gets on. Those days are over, homie. those bars up. Let's go. Next up. All right. That's what I got to say about that. Next up is, let's see, who is this? Moosh Millions with Lil Bit. Moosh Millions with Lil Bit. Just so you guys know, if you're listening to the show on the internet and you actually want to call in, there's like a 30-second delay. So if you want to actually vote or whatever, you should try listening to everything, you know, on your phone. Just because it's like real time, I may come to your phone and ask for a vote. And if you're listening on the internet, it's like a 30-second delay. You won't hear me actually saying your name. This is the internet, so it takes some a second to bounce all across the world and the servers. About 45 seconds. Not bad. But still, listen to the phone line if you actually want to vote, all right? Next up, this is Moosh Millions. The name of this joint is called Lil Bit, all right? Let's go ahead and see what this one is talking about. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Next up, we got Superior with Taking Flight. Six Flow what is that? Oh, yeah. Wake Up. Rhythm and Blues with Knockers. Then we got Jay Modi with Good Mama Checking In. Chair 33 with Hugh Hefner. Drama with Letter to a Queen. Tempest with Listener. Oh, no, Tempest is a listener. My bad. My bad, JC Rocker. I thought it was an artist with a song and listener. She's typing everything down as we go. Monet Espy with Tabanka Gone. Oh, shit. I guess we'll figure that out when we get to it. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to K1 Radio. Let's go ahead and see what Moosh Millions is. A little bit. Let's see what we're talking about. Let's go. Oh, hold up. I forgot. Dang, my bad, DJ Standard. Hold up. I was supposed to play this if a song got killed. Hold on.
You.
No, not that one. This one. Wait. This one.
Oh.
My bad. All right. I forgot I got that brand new drop from DJ Standard. That's supposed to happen when someone gets killed. Yeah, but let me do it again for you so you can hear it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I bet Moosh Millions is like all nervous. Lil Bit. Let's go.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
If that's all right. Can I get a little bit more?
Never ever have I had
I knew it was a rap in there somewhere, but I couldn't let it go on. We got two people on the phone lines, and so I let that go to like 2 minutes and 15 seconds. The cutoff is really supposed to be like a hook and a verse, or maybe 145, 2 minutes tops. So, you know, but I wanted to hear that rap. But that song, that song's pretty... Well, you know, I said I wasn't going to give my feedback up until people actually vote on the record. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and see what's popping with that, and let's get a vote on that one right there. Also, I can't find Superior Taking Flight. That's a problem. Let me see. I think I got it, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I see Good Mama. I see that. Let's see. But I do have Undefeated. All right, I do have that one. That's by Stonewall Jones, and I think that's the same person. I think the same person sent me those. So just so you, whoever's listening, knows that may be the one that we go with. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't find that other one. So that may be the one we put up for review. Since y'all sent me two records, Stonewall Jones taking Undefeated might be the one we do next. But let's go ahead and get the feedback for Moosh Millions. A little bit. That actually was dope. I didn't even know that was going to be R&B-ish. I thought that was going to be with that name. I thought that was going to be like hip-hop, rap, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But actually, no, it wasn't. So let's go to the phone line and see what people think about that one. Let's see. 804-490 Tempest. Ill or kill for that joint?
Ill.
All right, that's an ill vote. All right. Got a lot of people checking in on the phone lines. A lot of people tuning in. I'm going to bounce all over the switchboard because we got plenty of people on the phone line, so... You know what I mean? I try to come to get to everybody, but we got to take votes pretty quick because we got so many people checking in. 832-368. Still a kill for that last song. 832-368. Hello? Hello? I guess they ain't saying it. They go to the, they hung up. Let's see. 618-917. Ill or kill for that joint. Did you hear it?
Yeah, ill it.
Kill it. It's two ill votes. Let's see here. 660-238. Ill or kill for that joint. 660-238. Hello? Ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill. I'll go ahead and give that an ill vote so we can move right along. Because I actually kind of like myself. Ill for Moosh Millions a little bit. It's a pretty dope joint. I'm going to hit that rap at the end. Oh, by the way, if you get ill on K, this is really important. Seriously. Seriously, really, really important. If you do get ill on Ill or Kill, you got to go to your Twitter and tweet out, I just got ill or kill, so I can see that. So I can, like, favorite that tweet and retweet it, so then I'll be able to add your, so I'll be able to add your name to the tweet list so when you guys get tweeted. You know what I'm saying? All the artists who got ill last week, you guys just got put into rotation about a day ago. So you guys are going to see the tweet coming up. Make sure you retweet those. All right, because I went on vacation last week. I went deep sea fishing, y'all. It's great. I caught some red snapper. Mashed his ass up. Bang, bang, shit was so good. Oh, man. Yeah, you got to go deep sea fishing. It's real fun, real relaxing. Had a good time. But that's why I basically left the next day and I didn't have a chance to add everybody. So you guys in rotation now. You should be seeing those tweets come up. Make sure you retweet that. When you see them, make sure you retweet that. You know, if you don't retweet your tweet plays, your independent artist, I'm going to stop playing. All right. Shouts out to Moosh Millions. Nice ill vote. First ill of the night. One ill and one kill. I'm mad because I didn't get a chance to use this. Oh.
Elizabeth looks like they didn't make it, fam. Kill.
Damn it. I wanted to use it, but I didn't want it. Not at the expense of the artist. I didn't. But so what I'm gonna do now? I'm gonna use this Undefeated joint, and this is Stonewall. So they're all sent in by the same person. All right. So we're gonna do instead of doing Taking Flight, because I can't find it and I keep looking. We'll do because it was an either or. I'm gonna do the Stonewall Jones Undefeated track. That's the one I'm gonna use because they basically sent me in the same person sent me in the same track basically. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna do Stonewall Jones, and the name of this joint is called Undefeated. This is the next one up for vote. On Ill or Kill. Remember, if you just got ill, if you do get ill on Ill or Kill, make sure you tweet out. Just got an ill vote on Ill or Kill so I can see that and favorite that tweet so we'll know how to add your name on Twitter when the song plays, all right? Yeah, so this is Stonewall Jones. The name of this joint is called Undefeated, all right? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. It's confusing when people send me in multiple tracks. That's what happens. It's always shit. Next, though, we do got Sick Flow, Rhythm and Blues, J Melody, T THR33. A couple more people that I named out earlier. You guys heard who you are. You should be still listening. You shouldn't be going anywhere. Let's go ahead and get it, man. Stonewall Jones, undefeated.
You are now tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Stressing on no B. I'm out here getting money from the AM to the PM. And niggas hate it, homie, but they don't say it when they see them. So it's all good. I ain't tripping at all, cause I'm living like y'all could. Fucking bitches getting to these riches like y'all should. Well, like y'all should. Now my whole team ballin' like Spalding on hardwood. Never mind the pivot position, it's all good. Like Ray Allen from the pocket, nigga, I'm all good. Getting money, smoking pressure trees, I'm all bored. You can check a nigga's stacks, I put numbers on the board.
I just keep on winning, so I don't keep repeating. There's no team on the ground, we ballin' hard to see, we undefeated. My bitch so conceited, I assume he been the reason. Gotta put in work in case I'm not committed, we undefeated. I just keep on winning, money coming, keep repeating. There's no team on the ground, we ballin'. Hard to see, we undefeated. My bitch so conceited, I assume he been the reason. Gotta put in work and I can't stop knocking, bitch, we undefeated. Winning is my hobby, scooping these hoes like Dolly. Say she never liked smoking, but love to feeling the mileage. Yeah, every day it's a party. Started off with a bottle, then turned up with two remodels. They double S, I can swallow my lust. They feel like a bottle. Live life like no tomorrow. I gotta get this shit knocked out so my kids don't have to go borrow and follow only on my own. My section for us alone. We don't miss it, the strong. This not where you belong. So they gone for this shit get hectic. My young niggas got no westness. We just trying to see progression. We don't want this to get messy. Nigga, we man and he blessed me. Put an extra gram of that pressure. Watch my bitch roll up for me. G7 chillin' whatever. I swear life couldn't be better. Only money feeling my schedule. And I die for just sell her. It's getting shit now I never. Let me roll on the derailers. Plot on all this cheddar. We the hottest in the kettle. It's our time on that belt.
The bitch. I just keep on winning. Money coming, keep repeating. Whole team on the ground, we ballin'. Alright, that was Stonewall Jones, undefeated. We got Sixth Floor up next, Rhythm and Blues, J Modi, TR33. Right. Who else we got? Let's see. TR33 with Hugh Hefner, Drama, Monet SB. Alright, Life Raw, Ken Jilla, let's see, what else, that's all we gotta see. Oh, YS, with Asshole, it's another song we got coming up. Alright, let's go to the phone lines, man, real quick and see what's popping, man. That was Stonewall Jones. Let's see what the people think about that one, you know what I mean? I'm trying to go across the board, try to grab somebody I haven't picked last time. Let's see here. Oh, my man's on the line, Blessed Child, what's up, homie? Illa Kill.
Yo, what's good, man? I'm Illa.
You go, Elvis?
Yeah.
What's been going on, man? Long time no hear from. How you been?
Man, I've been working, man. That Second Life shit.
I feel you, homie. Life goes on. Thank you for calling in. I'm glad you got a chance to hit me up, man. It's good to hear from you, brother.
No doubt, man. Same here.
Absolutely. Let's see. 267, who? This is who? Illa Kill. What's up, homie? Illa Kill.
You.
What up, yo, homie? Illa Kill for that joint.
Ill for that joint, cuz.
All right, Ill. Stonewall Jones with two Ills in a row. Let's see here. 856-449. Illa Kill for that joint.
I'm going to Ill that joint.
Ill. Do that. I'm going to give it one more, though. Let me give it one more. You know what I'm saying? 904-554. Illa Kill for that joint. 904-554. Hello?
Ill.
Ill. All right. Four Ills in a row. We're going to go ahead and give it to him. Dang, man, y'all ain't gonna let me use my new sound effect? Shit. Next up. Got some banging music. I'd rather have the banging music than use the sound effect. Trust me. We got one so far, two ills, one kill. And me personally, I think the last song was pretty dope, too. I like that one, Stonewall Jones. I'm fucking with it. Make sure you tweet out. Just got ills on Ill or Kill. Make sure you retweet those tweets when you get those song plays. Make sure you do it. Next up, this is Sick Flow. The name of this joint is called Wake Up. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. All right, hit the phone lines up. If you're listening on the internet, make sure you hit the phone lines. Show these artists some love. Give them some feedback. Tell them what you really think about the music. If you hate it, kill it. If you love it, give them an ill. All right. Shout out to all the listeners, everybody on the internet. Shout out to all the artists calling in, participating in the show. Shout out to my intern there working hard, Ms. JC Rocker. She's putting in some real work, and I can see these doing all this work, typing all this stuff in. All right, this is Sick Flow. All right, featuring what does it say, Papers? J. Roger. I don't know what they're going to do. Let's find out. I hope he's first. I hope you're fleeing a song in for a review. Your first rapper. So you're the homeboy, hold up, and he's like the first verse. You may even get a chance to be heard. Another little tidbit. I'll really go first. If you send in a song in for a review. Unless you know that first verse is dumb, stupid, and it's better than yours, then by all means, let your partner go first. But if not, you need to be first. Whenever you're doing, I don't know who's who, so we'll find out. Hopefully, first, whoever Sick Flow is. All right, wake up. Let's go.
Green Dutch. M.O.E. Yeah, it's real gangsta. Yeah, don't cry.
Low, and I don't know which one of them was Sick Flow. A couple other guys. Name of that joint was called Wake Up. Alright. Let's hit the phone line and see what y'all think about that right there. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. 478. Locked off. Kill or kill, homie. Locked out. Hey, locked out. I don't know what Lock Dog's doing. He ain't answering the phone. Let's see. My homie, though. DJ Chill Will. Chill Will, what's good, homie?
What's going on, big homie?
Shout out to the homie DJ Chill Will. Catch him live every Tuesday, 8 o'clock p.m. over here on K100 Radio. Doing a dope mix every week. He goes in. Shout out to him. He represents Cool Running DJs, you know, Good Time Music Group over there. Shout out to those people over there, too. Catch DJ Chill Wheel live every Tuesday at 8 to 9 p.m. He always goes in on the mix. Let's see what the DJ think about it. What you think, homie? Ill or kill on that one?
I'm about to kill that joint, man. I wasn't feeling that joint at all. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Send me another song, but I wasn't feeling that one.
All right. Give DJ, you know, the DJs on the station, man, they get music game over here at K100 Radio. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, these are my DJs over here that's rocking with the station. If you want to know who I'm rocking with, go to chainentertainment.com, www.chainentertainment.com. Hit DJ. You can get information on how to submit music to them. You know what I'm saying? But if you're listening to K100 Radio, now if we go back and forth. If I listen to what they play, I pull music from their DJ pools, and then listen to what I play. And they'd be like, yo, with that one, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely looking for some new music, man. That's why I'm calling in. I'm definitely looking for some new music.
I wasn't feeling that one. That's a chill vote. Stand by, y'all. I want to holler at DJ Chill Wheel. Make sure you go check him out on K100 Radio. Go to the website. Get his information. Chainentertainment.com. Hit the DJ tab. You want to talk now? I guess you want to talk. Locked up. Kill a kill.
Bro, I was on the other line having a business, man. I ain't even here, man. I hope he get ill though.
Did you vote ill or kill? Which one you like?
Nah, I can't vote. I ain't here, man. But I said I hope that it was good enough to get ill.
Okay, well,
but I can't vote on it.
One DJ killed it, so it's got one kill vote. Let me stand by. We'll find out the state. We'll find out the slow state real quick. Let's see here. 229-376. Ill or kill for that joint.
Man, I'm about to kill it, bro.
All right. That's two kills. Let's see here. 904. 412. Ill or kill for that joint.
Man, I got to go on kill it. Satan kills, all right. But I got to go on kill the whole joint, though.
All right. Kill, we got a little disruption in the blog talk signal today, so I hear a little distortion in the voices. I'm going to take one more vote. I'm going to give him one more shot. Let's see. Who I want to go to? I was trying to go to a female. Where's that? Oh, here's a female here. Tempest, give it a kill for that joint.
Kill.
I got to do it for me. All right. So, yeah. That's that.
Oh. Elizabeth looks like they didn't make it, fam. Kill.
Ha-ha. Just so I could use that. I'm not, happy that it got killed. I just wanted to use that sound effect in its context. Sick Flow. They wasn't feeling that one. The kill vote. All right. Two kill votes. Two ills. Two kills so far tonight. Next up, Rhythm in Blue. Name is joint is called Knockers. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. This is called Knockers. All right. This Rhythm in Blue. All right, that's the name of the artist. Rhythm and Blues, the name of the song is called Knockers. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in to K100 Radio. Lots of people are listening. Shout out to everybody on the phone line. Shout out to all the artists. But remember, if you did get ill, make sure you tweet out, just got ill, don't ill or kill. All right? If you listen to me and you're an artist and you're checking in, don't worry. I'm not checking you in tonight. JC Rocker is my intern. She's working really hard out there. You know what I'm saying? Checking you guys in. So just stay on the phone lines. Be patient. She'll get to you and check you in. And don't hang up once you check in. Or you may not even get played. Stick around. Got to stick around. Got to participate in the show. It's part of the game. 2 hours out of your time to get some possible real rotation and some real exposure over here on K1's Radio. We grow every month, man. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in and retweeting and tweeting. And shout out to especially to my DJ, new DJ, shout out to DJ Tapak, representing Raleigh, representing Carolina. Just picked him up. His first mix went live today at 3 p.m. So you can catch him every Wednesday at 3 p.m. It was dope, dude. He goes, I like him. He's a hand. He's cutting and he's mixing and it's dope. That mix was dope. You need to tune in every Wednesday to catch him at 3 p.m. Again, catch Chill Will at 9. I'll give you my whole roster, but I ain't got time. But it'll kill. Go to the DJ page on Chainless Entertainment if you want to know all that. All right. Anyway, this is Rhythm and Blue. Knockers. Let's get it.
Man, I love this beat. I was sober when I wrote this. Having the time of my life. If I spit it, you'd quote this. Why? Feels better when you're honest. But still, most people lie. Like, baby girl, I'm from Chi-Town. Do or die. Had a dream I was falling in love with you and me. But I say damn near anything to get you under the knee. I put this on to impress you, but more than impress me. You smell it, you feel me, I get it. Shout out to them seeds. Look at all the things you do right, but then I be wrong. Cause honestly I'd rather see a girl shaking it.
Okay. 347-934-0966. That was Rhythm and Blue with Knockers. Let's go to the phone line and see what the people think about that. So far, I haven't felt the need to overturn any of the votes that's been coming in. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much I pretty much been agreeing with the feedback has been. You know what I'm saying? You know, with more people killing it or whatever. Basically, everybody's been on par. The songs that got ill were ill-worthy, and the songs that got killed pretty much, you know, got what they deserve as far as I'm concerned. All right, so I haven't had a conflict so far right now, you know, yet. So let's go to the phone line and see what people think about that one. That was Rhythm and Blue with Knockers. We also got Life Raw checked in, YS, Kid Malik, Ken Jilla, all right, Monet SB, all right. That's who all's checked in. Also, J Modi, TR33, those two up next, and Drama. All those artists are checked in. If you're on the phone lines listening, you're supporting one of those guys, hit the phone lines. If you're on the internet listening, coming up, we still have over an hour left in the show, so we got plenty of time. Let's go to the phone lines and see what people think about that last joint, though, Rhythm and Blue. All right? Go ahead and try and take a vote on that one. 904-554. It'll kill for that joint.
Kill. Yeah.
That's a kill. All right? Let's see him bouncing around this switchboard right here. Oh, Michigan girl. What's up, babe?
What's up? What's going on?
What's happening? JC Rocker put in your name Vina. Yeah, our Vina.
No, because I told her Vina. Now what?
I know that. She said, "Yeah, our Vina." So she knows that I know. Like I wouldn't know it was you.
Okay.
I know that.
Anyway,
what'd you think? Kill or kill for that last song?
I wasn't feeling that one, so I'm gonna have to kill it.
All right, kill. It's a kill vote. That's two kill votes for it. It's going to be tough. Let me see. 832, Jasmine. Kill. Kill. That's one ill vote. One ill, two kills. All right. 904-933, H&W. Kill or kill.
What's good, boy, Jackie Moon? I'm going to have to kill that, man. It was a little too simple for me.
All right. Three kills, one ill. Let me go to the DJ, though. Got him.
Yeah,
DJ got
what
him.
You doing
the
thing. Yeah, right.
Kill, man. I wasn't feeling that joint. I'm sorry. I was talking to somebody.
Kill. He's talking to somebody, but so the DJ didn't stop paying attention to it. It's really probably not going to be a go. Oh, that's a kill vote. Damn it, man.
Oh.
Tough job, and somebody's got to do it. Seriously. I don't like killing people. I don't. I'm really a nice guy, but that one didn't make it. All right. Next up, J Modi with Good Mama. All right. That was a kill vote for Rhythm and Blues. We got three kills and two ills tonight. All right. Three kills and two ills so far tonight. All right. So it's a tough night out here tonight. Let me see. One, two, three. Yeah. Three kills, two ills. All right. Let's go to J Modi. The name of his joint is called Good Mama. 347-934-0966. Next up, we got THR33, then Drama, Mona SB, Life Raw, YS, Kid Malik, Ken Jilla. That's all I have checked in by JC Rocker, she's checking you guys in. So I don't check you guys in. Well, I do if she's not here, but tonight she's here. So she's checking you guys in. So you get put into the screen room. We get your call screen and tell her who you are. Make sure you say it clearly. Spell it if you need to so I can find the file. All right? This is Jay Modi. Name of this joint is called Good Mama. Let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah. My name is hard, man. Yeah. I know you're thinking life's not fair. It's very unfortunate of the cost that you've been dealt. Your baby boss left. I guess cause of the band of your shit. Let me grab your wheel and I'm gonna help you stay. Matter of fact, go and rest your feet, baby. I'ma come in there. I know what's from a free plate, man. I'ma take you there. I wanna be your fresh air. Cause I know it's hard working at a job and getting those domestic money get bail. That's why I'm giving you a hand. Get on the floor for being impossible. In the midst of all these problems, your son watching cards. Seems like you and that kid crying. Lola sitting on that bar. Looking at the notice saying that the rent is due. And if you can't afford to pay, you need to move. But your M.O. is just get little man some food. And it's true, life is hard, but you wrapped up in his arms. So your prayers are never unheard. All the things you had in door, like a matador, still click all this bull. Mrs. Tetos, for all the strings you had to pull. But at the end of the day, baby, you pulled on through. So black and beautiful, and it's unbelievable how you make things impossible. Seems so feasible, reasonable, not to worry, it's a threat. And if you crash and if you wreck, at the end of this bumpy road, it's really all I take. And I did all this social networking, got your head hurting, baby. Why you working, but don't be into the drama. Keep being your mama, cause your feelings and pressures are determined by your imprint. So make sure that you present something valuable so he can resist. Hey, call a woman up, MJ. Saying that you're doing what you can. Do it honestly, baby, that's all you can.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Illa Kill. That was Good Mama. I heard the bars, homie. I heard what you were saying. Let's see what the people think about what he's talking about. Let's see if people caught that. Let's see what the people think about the song in general. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I got a proposal for any producers out there, man. If you're a producer and you do tracks, I need some new background music for K100. Seriously. You know what I mean? Send me like of your background music. I can give you shout outs while we playing in the background. I'm tired of playing these same beats. I mean, don't get me wrong, shout out to my homeland's beats who gave me these beats like forever and a year ago. I just want background music, but I don't want to use industry beats. I want to play some shit in the background. Some people are like, yo, what's going on? Yeah, just knock your head a little bit. Man, this is dope. But yeah, I want to show you that I love super producers. K100radio@gmail.com. Send me 10 snippets, like, you know, 2 minutes long or something for each one, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Come loop it a little bit, break it down. All right? You know what I'm saying? Send it to me, though, so I can run it in the background and show you guys some love, too. I want to show my producers some love. All right? I may do an Illa Kill for beats just for the tracks one day. I'm thinking about that. See how it works over. I don't know if people are going to really just tune in. That might be just all rappers tuning in. You know what I'm saying? So we'll try and see how to work that out. But anyway, let's see what people think about Jay Modi, Good Mama. All right? Let's go to the phone lines real quick. 229, Illa Kill for that joint. 229-376, Illa Kill.
Man, I like the track, but I wasn't feeling the verses, man, so I'm going to kill it, yo.
All right. Feel like the track wasn't feeling the verses. All right, that's one kill vote. Let's see. 229-296, Miss Wright, Illa Kill.
I'm going to kill it.
Okay. Miss Wright is not feeling it. It's a kill. 504-274, Illa Kill.
Kill it. Kill that, man. Kill that.
All right. three kill votes. 770-895. Look at kill for that joint. 770-895.
Kill vote. All right. Two kill votes. Two kills so far tonight.
They listen on the internet. That's what happens when you listen on the internet. You don't actually listen to the phone when you actually radio for the vote. But I understand people trying to hear it real quick at the same time. Let me try this. Do one more. I do one more vote. That's three kill votes, though. That's tough. 856-449. Illa kill.
Kill.
All right. I'll let that stand. Although I disagree with the fact that the whole song was whack, I actually like what he was saying in the verses about being a fucking role model for your child, be a good mama, so you know what I'm saying, so your son won't grow up thinking, you know what I'm saying, being a thot is the fucking norm. Respect those bars. I'll let the kill vote stand simply because that hook wasn't dope. That sample, that just letting that sample loop, and then having that phone voice when you're speaking. First of all, the phone voice is a little bit, it wasn't mixed in good, so I could barely understand or make out what the hell you were saying on that one. You feel me? So you really change that hook. You could pull them in with the hook. The hook is what's missing because they once the verses break, because he's spitting bars. And that is dope. Fuck that. Fuck what y'all talking about. That track is dope. But it's the hook. The hook has got to be just totally revamped. You gotta give them a reason to keep holding on to your words in between those bars you're spitting. All right, Jay Modi. That's a kill vote, though, but that's just some advice I give you about the track because I actually like that song. And I like what you're saying. We got way too many thoughts as mamas around this motherfucker right now. I'm about sick of you bitches. Straight the fuck up. Sick of all you fucking thoughts. Mama thoughts. Y'all getting my fucking nerves. Y'all killing us out here. Yeah, I said it. What? But yeah, that's probably why I got killed, homie. All right, fix that hook. Just revamp that. Get somebody to sing. The sample and the track and the shit is dope, and I like what you say. I wouldn't even change your verse. I don't give a fuck nobody to say. You spitting some real shit in the verses. Fix the hook. Make the hook catch up. And I think it'll go. Next up. So we have a song that's named by a celebrity. Again. I'm not dissing the song, though. It's just the fact that the songs named after people, whether it be LeBron James, Danny Glover, Hugh Hefner, I'm just so over people naming their songs after people. I am. I'm not killing the track, though. I'm just saying that in particular, I'm tired. It's like that 1 or 2 year span where everybody started getting their carpet with shit like Skittles and M&M's, Mr. Good Bar. And all kind of shit. Only a year later, the shit broke down and they couldn't sell the car because, like, who the fuck is going to ride around with a big-ass fucking Skittles logo on their car? And if you got paid for that branding? Now, I don't want you guys to let this influence your take on the song. Please don't. All I'm saying is, fuck! For fuck's sake already! How many people are going to do it? How many times is everybody going to name their song the song of a person? The name of a person. We've been doing this since last summer, people. Seriously. But, be that as it may, this is THR33 with Hugh Hefner. And I don't want you guys to listen to your take on the song. But the song's dope. It's dope. I got a song called fucking Ray Allen that I got in rotation right now. It's a hot song. You know what I'm saying? It is. But it's fucking called Ray Allen. I know Good Life is like, nigga, damn, listen to him. I fuck with you, Front Street. I do you, my nigga. I just wish you name anything but that. Just call it. Just name a three-pointer. Shoot a nigga from a three-pointer. How to hit him like Ray Allen. Ho! Shoot a nigga from a three-pointer. Bam! It's like the hook, right? Okay, just name a three-pointer. That's all. Name something else besides the name of a fucking celebrity. Let's go. Ah.
Get back in the motherfucker with a bad.
say call me bro. That's a line that's sweet. Certified free. That's free is why they rolling in speed. She like while I'm ready, she likes it. Soon as they leave, they basically enemies. All of eyes in my circle, lick her body like a Coke bottle. Smooth skin, no double legal cauliflower. She be go to college, but she want a model. I dress them up and send her back and watch the rest follow. I pipe her, pull it home by the dozen. She trying to tell her man that we friends, but he doesn't. Really by that story, he pretends like I guess ain't nothing. I can see off in his eyes. Doesn't know before, and I'm a beast. This amount of money, you can get you right.
And we're back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Radio. www.chainersentertainment.com. That's our website. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Same thing on IG. You love picks. I like picks. We all love picks. Follow us. Only two ills tonight. Let's see if THR33 with Hugh Hefner is going to make it. All right? 347-934-0966. Hugh Hefner. All right? Let's see what these people think about it. Let's see here. Let me go down here a little bit. I'm going to scoot down a little bit. All right? I've been at the top of the switchboard all day. I'm coming down some. Oh, I haven't asked Vina. Let me see. Vina. Vina, ill or kill?
I wasn't really feeling that one either, so I'm going to have to kill it.
All right. Wasn't feeling Hugh Hefner. Let me see here. Lock Dog, ill or kill for that joint. Max Town Rappers in. Ill or kill for that?
That was decent. It was decent, man. I'm going to ill it, man. All
right. Ill? Let's see. 618-917.
Hold on. Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and ill it.
You said ill?
Yeah. All
right, ill. Two ills, one kill. 215-253, ill or kill?
Hello?
Yeah, ill or kill, homie?
I'm going to have to kill that.
That tied it back up. Let's see. Got to keep going. Got to get a vote. 660-238, ill or kill? 660.
Kill.
Kill. All right. 3-2. 3-2. Tempest, ill or kill?
Kill.
Dang, another kill. Let's see. Miss Wright, ill or kill?
We're going to ill it.
Ill. That's 5-4, though. Still got more kills than ill. All right. Should I take one more? I don't know, y'all. It's pretty much a kill boy. Let me try one more. Let's see what happens right here. 504-274. Ill or kill?
Oh, ill.
What did you say? Ill?
Yeah.
You like it, huh? Okay. Ill.
Yeah.
Fuck. I should have stopped while I was ahead. That's an ill vote. That's tied it up. All right. This is it. This is it. Decide and vote. Just keep it 100. Give me your honest opinion. Let me see now. 444-933. Ill or kill?
Oh, man. The decide. I'm a killer, man. And real talk, that beat was legendary. I love that beat, man. It sounded like he was fighting it. And I couldn't get into the flow, man. But the beat was dope, bro. All
right.
Oh, did you get me checked in?
Yeah. I got you checked in.
But
yeah, I'm listening to you. I got you checked in. Kevin Armstrong, right?
That's it.
All right. Well, you know what? You know, I got an issue with Kevin Armstrong, though. Now, you know, hold on. Let me stop the music. Y'all, who's Kevin? Not you. You know what? You already know what I'm about to say, don't you? H and Dub.
You already know I know, man. But you see us out with trying, man. We put that joint on Twitter. Definitely on Facebook.
Make that guy. That guy. Whoever. That guy. Because I know you're the representative of H and Dub. But that guy, he's a Twitter.
I know, man, but real talk, man, he's been so busy. He's about to start a university tour soon. He just had another baby. That's number three.
So and, hold on.
Go ahead.
So you telling me that an artist is going to go start a tour in a college atmosphere as popular as Twitter is with college people and he don't have an active Twitter? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
That's how quick it was, man. It was the guy that was over it. Heard some of his music and just pretty much signed him up on the spot. So now we're getting everything together as far as packaging and headshots and all that other crazy stuff. So we're just doing it on the fly, man.
So what you're telling me is you're about to send one of your artists got signed up for a tour. This is H and Dub. This is Jackie Moon. He's the CEO of H and Dub. So I know who he is. We've had his music on here before. But he's telling me right now that he has an artist that's about to go on a tour on college. And that artist doesn't have an active Twitter. That's what he's trying to tell us right here live on the air. Is that what you're telling me? Is that you feeding me, Jackie Moon?
Yeah, man. What I'm trying to tell you is I didn't know. Again, we're a non-profit organization, man. So what we do is we go in the schools. So it's not really like a label. But we don't know what we're doing. Real talk. Real talk. We don't really know what we're doing. So we're finding out on the go. But we're getting everything right, man. Everything is going to be in order. That's why. I can tell you to call in and support the show, bro.
That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. I know that you guys are this is the thing. You guys over there, H and Dub, you guys are classic artists. You guys are classic artists trying to run your own shit. You know what I'm saying? You guys make great music. You always send me good music in. But you motherfuckers, hire a manager. Hire somebody who fucking – hire a PR person. Hire a fucking social media expert. You got to spend – hire those people. Because there's no way you send this fucking artist on a college tour and it's fucking Twitter ain't nothing yet. I'm going to kill you. I am. Live on the air for that. Even though I fuck with you because y'all guys make great music.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm literally live on the air. I'm doing that just for y'all. Seriously.
Look, I tell you what, when we finally get that interview done, man, I'll explain the whole thing to you because it's a little bit more complicated. But I feel what you said, no doubt.
There's nothing complicated about making a Twitter for Kevin Armstrong. You're not going to. Okay. There's nothing, no way you can make me believe that. No way.
I feel you. No excuses. No excuses. Bye.
Okay, there you go. Oh, by the way, that was a kill, though. Yeah, I had this pop up music in the background and shit, so I don't get that thing cleared up with Jackie Moon. Because that's the group or label or non-profit or whatever it is. The guys called H&Dub, they always send me great music. I keep H&Dub artists and they make great music. These guys were fucking notoriously not fucking... retweet the tweet. I'm like, yo, I love y'all. Y'all be dope artists. I keep having to snatch the fucking music. They don't fucking retweet the tweet. And I hate to do it, but he knows the rules over here. And I'm trying to help each other because I fuck with them because they say dope. But they're the classic example of artists trying to run their own shit when they need to keep management over there to organize all that shit. They got all that dope music. They're the kind of artists that need to just be in the studio and somebody else do everything else. It's exactly the kind of artists they are. And I'm pretty sure I got some more of you motherfuckers on the line too. Get a manager. All right, next up. Oh, it's all love with H and Dub, though. Don't get it fucked up. You having the track was a kill. It was a close vote. I'm going to keep the vote as it stands, even though that track was cool. I didn't like the hook, but I liked the beat and I liked the bars. I didn't like the hook, though. The hook was just generic. You know what I'm saying? And the hook is the most important part of the song, y'all. You feel what I'm saying? Seriously, you got to nail those hooks. The hook is important. You know what I'm saying? I like that record. I like that beat. Like homie said, the beat was gangster. I fuck with that beat. Hard body. And I like the bars. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, overall, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't, like, dope overall to me. All right, next up. That back and forth between Jackie Moon over at H and Dub about that song took up the whole review, literally. But this is drama. The name of this joint is called Letter to a Queen, all right? We still got Monet SB. She's up next. Life Raw, YS, Kimberly, Kendjilla. All right, those are the people that we got. I see Erica Kane from 8105 Radio that she was tuning in. Shout out to her. Shout out to Ray Daniels and all those guys over there. DJ Trap. Everybody over at A1 Live. I fuck with them, man. Good people, man. Seriously. Drama. All right, name of the joint is called Letter to a Queen. 347-934-0966, that's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number dialed to the show. And then watch, if I get to the Kevin Armstrong joint, watch this song be dope as fuck. Watch. He was putting that man on tour with no damn Twitter. Let's go.
You know I'm out here grinding, but there's certain things you gotta understand, and I need you to stick with me, so let me talk to you. The apple of my eye, no confusion to me, and everything I thought I saw, I assumed she would be. You know the type of vibe you feel when you're mad at the world, and those things that really care except your number one girl. See, I'm just hustling, but I can't give you diamonds and pearls, but I can promise every day to make your pretty toes curl. I mean it. Picture yourself days full of distress. Everybody disappeared, only your shorty is left. That's why you my homie and I love you to death. Cloud and Bonnie and my shiny, but I show you respect. It's real. See you smiling. Dreams of the Cayman Islands. Stick with me through the struggle and I'm sick of climbing. I'm running. Long nights up in the studio rhyming. Need you to hold me down and just understand that I'm trying. Good time. It's up to you for the rest. I'm with you if you with me. That's word on my every breath. For real. We can make it or break it, baby, give me your best. And I know you love to argue for the makeup sex. It's cool, very intelligent from the books to the street. I love you for your mind, but I'm thinking of your physique. Wife of a hustler, be my ghetto princess. I'm trying to take you pictures, I ain't even been yet. That hood love to me, it's nothing better. Stormy weather, we together, I'm hoping it is forever. Yeah, I got cheddar, not the largest amounts, but I heard you say a lot that all the little things count. But you gotta just believe in the grind. Know you hate it when I'm gone and barely pick up the line. But see, I be stacking, so just give me some time. What's a king to a king? He ain't making a shine. Word up.
That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. That's Drama with Letter to a Queen. Let's see what people think about Drama. 347-934-0966. Somebody tweeted me. Yeah, you know, somebody texted me. It's like, yo, it's like, it was about the conversation I just had with H and Dub. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, yeah, you know, like word. They're like, word. They don't have a Twitter. Like, word, really? Like, yeah, I don't understand it either. I don't. I'm going to keep forcing that with Jackie Moon until he realizes just how important that little shit-ass fucking website is to the music industry. Seriously. I don't even like Twitter. But I know why it exists, and I know what it's used for, and I know that you have to have one in 2014 right about now. It may change, but you need a Twitter, you need an IG, and you need a Facebook page. It is what it is. Status quo is just like something that should have like an email. You need them. I don't want Twitter. I hate Twitter. I don't like that website. But I need a Twitter. It's very useful for me, even though I wouldn't like it. All right, let's go to the phone line. What do people think about that joint? Drama, Letter to a Queen. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. All right, let me see. Vina. Illa kill for that one, Vina. Illa kill.
I like it. I'm going to give it an ill.
All right, ill. All right, let's see. 904-697, Larry, ill or kill, homie? What's up? 904-697, Larry? Larry Bird? Hello? Larry Bird? 904, all right. I'll let that one go. 618-917, ill or kill?
I'm a kill. I really ain't like that.
All right, one ill, one kill. One ill, one kill. Let me see. 660238. Ill or kill? 666238. Hello? Why everybody ain't answering the damn phone? All right, let's see. 904-412. Ill or kill?
I got to kill it, man.
I might overturn you motherfuckers tonight. I might. 904-554, ill or kill?
I'm going to go with, ill.
All right, ill. 2-2. Wow. 504-274, ill or kill?
That was ill. I liked that track. He went in on that one. That's ill.
It's another ill. 347-934-096. One more vote. 215-253. Ill or kill.
That was ill. Blizz. Boy, what's wrong?
Ill. It was self-correcting. Ill. All right. Next up, Monet SB. I think it's our first female of the night. Monet SB, Tabanka? I don't know if she's foreign or not or something. All right, his name is Monet SB. All right, that's what I do know. I got that right. Monet SB, Tabanka, gone. Tabanka, gone. I think that's the name of it. Pretty sure she ain't right. Of course, I could be sure that. We got Life Ball with Steve Jobs, YSO, Kid Malik, the artist that we got left. Let me see. Make sure I got everything over here. Get everybody. Where's the. Oh, no, Kevin. And Kevin Armstrong, I'm on my way home. Kevin Armstrong, also, I'm on my way home. So, we got still on deck to be voted on tonight, alright? So far, if anyone else checks in, I'm pretty sure we'll grab them. But so far, that's everybody that I think has checked in on the phone lines. All right. So hit the number one when you come in. All right, hit the number one when you come in, so you can be checked in. JC Rocker, check you in. The intern over here, K1 Radio, she'll check you guys in. I see you 6638. All right, so we'll get you guys checked in a minute. Let's go ahead and start. This is Monet SB. All right. Tabanka gone. I'm pretty sure I'm saying it right. If not, my apologies. We'll find out when I play it, all right? Let's go. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. That was Monique to Bunker Bone. All right. First R&B track of the night. No, actually, no, it wasn't the first R&B. It was another one up there that was more. That was R&B. What was it? Move Millions? Well, it wasn't R&B. I don't know. I can't tell. Maybe it was like R&B slash out, but that was a purely R&B slash jazz kind of one right there. That was pure R&B right there, which, you know, we rock with R&B over here at K100 Radio. So let's go to the phone line and see what people think about that one. All right, 347-934-0966. Hit the phone lines, y'all. Let me know what's popping. All right, hit the phone lines and let me know what's good. Let me know you want to vote, all right? Hit the phone lines. 347-934-0966. All right, let's see. 44933, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm an Illa, man. I like the whole vibe of the song. It was a dope song.
All right, Ill. Let me see here. 856449, Illa Kill.
Ill.
All right, Ill. Let me see. Zina, Ill or Kill?
Ill.
Ill. Alright. 504-274, Ill or Kill?
I'm an Ill. I'm an Ill.
All right, he's going to ill it. All right, that's the ill vote. Congratulations to Monique SD. We love adding new R&B to the mix. You don't really get that much good R&B. R&B is a lot harder to get right when you're independent. It takes more money. You know what I'm saying? With auto-tune, you don't actually have to be talented. She tweeted out, I just got ill on Ill or Kill, by the way. That goes to Drama, too. Drama, Monique SD, you guys need to make sure you tweet. I just got ill on Ill or Kill, so I can make sure I got your Twitter. Make sure you guys do that. All right? I got Move Millions. Stonewall Jones, undefeated. It got ill, but I still haven't seen that tweet. Won't get played until I see that tweet. Just so you guys know, won't get played until I see that tweet. It's not going to happen. Got to see the tweet. Got to know you're real. Got to know you're active. Got to know you're active. All right? So when I play your music, let me, matter of fact, just so you guys know, this is the thing about the Twitter thing. I'm so anal about it. Everybody's like, yo, you be tripping about it. No, I don't be tripping, nigga. No, I don't be tripping. Let me tell you why I say what I say about the Twitter shit. Because we got thousands of people that listen to K1 Radio during the course of a month. All right? We're 24-7 stream. We're constantly playing music 24-7. You know what I'm saying? So people tune in for a couple of minutes a day all the time. You know, whether it be in the morning, while they're on their break, car home, working, whatever, how they do it. All right? So during the course of the day, we try to make each song play like 2-3 times a day. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it plays in the morning, afternoon, and night. You get 3 chances for them to hopefully be listening and tuning in and hear your shit as an independent artist. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, all those people that are listening to K100 Radio, maybe not, you know, that's a lot of exposure, right? Every day. And we keep it in rotation for quite a while. So if we're going to expose you to all those people, pay all these bills over here and all these fees and everything to keep the studio up and running and keep K100 Radio alive and pumping, the least you do to your couple of fans that you got. I don't care if it's 50 fucking 50 people. I don't care if it's 4 people. The least you can do is tune in to K100 Radio. The least you can do is retweet to your couple of, maybe you got 11,000 followers, about, I'd say, 5,000 or real fans, and you maybe got 1,000 real people to fuck with you like that. The least you can do is fuck with those people. So many over here to K100 Radio, maybe they tune in, so that makes our stream go up. And the more stream goes, the more numbers we got, the easier for us to get sponsorships and stuff like that. Just maybe we can trade this thing off equally and evenly since you didn't pay a fucking dime to get in rotation. Do you understand why I'm anal about resupporting and listening to the show? You know what I'm saying? Do you understand that? I hope you understand that. That's why I'm real anal about the Twitter thing, about the retweets, and about showing support and reposting stuff. And I'm anal about that because 9 times out of 10, I'm not gloating, it's just the facts is, 9 times out of 10, this platform is bigger than you, the artist. If you're bigger than this platform, you really won't need us. But you're here, right? You know what I'm saying? So 9 times out of 10, we got more people checking for us than you got checking for you on a monthly basis. It is what it is because we're a radio broadcast and you're an artist. So we appeal to many while you appeal to just your fan base. You didn't pay a fucking dime to get over here, and it doesn't and it costs money to run this station, and we're not even charging you to get in rotation, we expect for you to support the station, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, if you don't remember this shit, I'll fucking teach your song. Now, just so we're clear on that. So back to the show. Life Raw. The name of this joint is called Steve Jobs. 347-934. Yes. Another one. Steve Jobs. Oh, shit. Oh. So my damn stream just jumped up to like 300 people. we were like 60 people. No, 60 to 70 people was like listening to Illakill. Illakill is kind of... Now we got like a 200 people listening right now. Shout out to all those people who jumped on the and listening to Illakill. Like right now, you got 200... Motherfucker, you got 200 people listening to your shit right now. It's 200 people right now going over there listening to your fucking Dat Piff. Just literally right now. Now it's jumping up like 280. And it's real people. I can't fake these streams. A lot of people, because Illakill is catered to like the artist. But sometimes people just like, I'm not listening to this. And they come back after we're done trying to get back to the freaking music. They don't care if you get killed or not. They don't care about this kind of shit. They're actually listening. It's catered to just to help the artist and the people who are rocking with them. So we don't have high numbers when we do Illakill. You know what I'm saying? Our numbers go down after the music back playing. But we do this to make sure you guys get a shot at even the playing field over here. All right. But anyway, let's see. Oh, yeah. Where are we at anyway? Life Raw. The name of this joint is called Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs. So let me try to get the hook. I can't. I was going to try and do it like I did with the Ray. I almost guessed word for word what the Ray Allen shit was going to be. When I first heard it, I was like, okay, Ray Allen is going to be something about shooting from a distance. And the fucking hook for his song was like, shoot a nigga from the three-pointer. And I was like, fuck! I got it right. I don't know what this is going to be about Steve Jobs. I don't know. But this is Life Raw. Name is joining us called Steve Jobs. 347-934-0966. You're not rocking with the best of them. This is K100 Radio. All right. Shout out to Monet SB. She just got ill on Illakill. We're going to be rocking with that, definitely. I like that joint. Steve Jobs, Life Raw. Let's go.
I'm trying to get paid like Steve Jobs. Tell them haters don't
come. Oh, get paid. I got to get paid.
Best rap. Best rap. Time. The goons with me. Don't get rained on. These niggas funny. I'm in the Hall of Fame. Calling shots, nigga, you wanna take a spot. They close the door, then I'm picking locks. Niggas say they down, got the same goal. I'm from no Philly, you don't know the pain, bro. Fuck a punch, I was missing one time. Now I'm fold under pressure when it's crunch time. I'm on them back streets, you suckers can last me. So them niggas get to singing like they Black Street. Yeah, that paper, yes, I'm all for it.
That was Life Raw. Name of that drum was Steve Jobs. He's trying to get paid like Steve Jobs. You see? I know it's always a case when they do that. When they do that, when they name the song, something's going to be something. In case of Steve Jobs had a lot of money, he's trying to get paid like Steve Jobs. Don't you get it? Life on. Now, we got Rice with Assholes up next. That's the name of the next song review. Kid Malik, Jilla, Kevin Armstrong. We got 30 minutes left in the show. Thank you for tuning in to K1 Radio. www.chainersentertainment.com. Go up there and fuck with us on the website, man. Chainersentertainment.com. I'm going to hopefully, I may be able to get someone to man the chat room. Everybody's been like, yo, you just killed the chat room. The chat room is done. It's still up, but I can't do it anymore, man. Trying to man the chat room and do the broadcast at the same time, we're just going to have to get another intern. We already got JC Rocker doing the switchboard. We're going to get another intern to man the chat board and man the social media while I'm live. Seriously. All right, so let's go. Life Raw, Steve Jobs. All right, hit the phone lines. 347-934-0966. Hit the phone lines and call in and vote. That's very important. If you guys don't call in and vote, it's kind of like all for nothing. Then I have to decide myself, and often not, it doesn't turn out good for people when I decide myself. All right, let's look at the phone lines. 904-554. What up, though? Illa Kill for that joint.
I didn't really hear it, so I'm going to be fair.
So you're not going to vote then because you didn't really hear it?
Yeah, I can't vote. I'm going to be fair about it.
All right, be fair about it, man. Don't vote. 504-274, Illa Kill.
It was alright, but like I don't really, you know, I ain't really hear too much out of verse, but the hook was straight, so I you know, I'm gonna ill him.
All right. That's one ill vote. 618-917. Illa Kill.
That's ill, man.
All right.
All right.
That's one ill vote. 770-895. Illa Kill. That's two ill votes. 770-895. Illa Kill. Yo, 770-895. They're not listening to the phone. They're listening to the internet. 269-369. Illa Kill. Lena.
I really wasn't feeling that one. I'm going to have to kill it.
It's two kills. No. It's one kill, two ills. My bad. 904-933. Illa Kill. I mean, my bad. 404-933. Illa Kill.
I'm going to go ahead and ill that, bro.
Ill. Damn. Tied up. Deciding vote. Nick Fred, what's up, homie? Illa Kill.
I ain't really hear it, man.
Oh, man, you ain't hear it. You ain't hear it? You ain't hear it, Nick Fred?
I ain't really hear it. But you know, I ain't. You know, I'm a ill it anyway. I ain't trying to kill nobody.
You can't ill it just because, you know. Nah. I don't want to hear nobody's shit.
I ain't hear it, though.
If you didn't hear it, stand by. Still a tie vote. Hold on. Let me go back to this caller. Let me go back to the 770. 770-895. Illa Kill. Kid Malik. He voted on shit all night. I don't know why he's still here. Let me see. Did I take this call? 618-918.
Hey, I said ill.
Oh, you said ill? All right. I forget it. Time vote. It wasn't that bad. It was cool. Why not? I didn't feel like it. You know what I'm saying? I'll give it a couple of spins. You know what I'm saying? They could have beefed up that mix and mastered on it. But it was cool, though. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't bad. I think last time, I don't know, Life Raw, I think he said one song in one time, and that was the issue with it, but that one was better than the one last one. You know what I'm saying? I'll give it some spin, though. You know what I mean? The beat was hard, but it does, you know what I'm saying? I think that beat probably sound extra thick. You know what I'm saying? You get that thing put in the pocket with that master and that mix. The hives on that thing is really high on that one, Life Raw, but we'll go ahead and rock with that one. I'll go ahead and let it be an ill vote. Fuck it. It was tied up, so I'm going to be the design vote. Yo, we took about 25 minutes left. Y'all better hit these phone lines. I know I'm definitely shut down at 10. 347-934-0966. All right. The next joint is called Asshole. That's the name of the song, Asshole. Y-S. He's an asshole, all right? So 347-934-0966. Hit the phone lines. The artist is, what? Dennis Leary. Oh, the name of the song is Dennis Leary, comma, asshole. I guess. This is another one called fucking name of a fucking person. YS. Asshole. Let's go.
Righteous energy. I crack. Wretch. YS. I get it, fuck a hatin' ass nigga in my city. Come up missing, cut his head off for that bitch and real. Recognize real, fake niggas always listen. Did I shoot him on dip? Catch and shoot, never dribble. West Bank gas nigga, never whip in the kitchen. Packs on top of pack, chop them break not like jujitsu. Y'all already know what I've been through, but I hustle hard like 10 crooks. Tell the industry, give me 10 mil, 10,000 shows, 100 bricks. I was tryna flip on my packages. I chew up and listen up a grinder, bitch. In a boot, I'm a true outrunner, clip. A bad hood, bitch, my prerogative. I ride it out, bitch, set it off and shit. Bring it all back down on power trip. I be black like a motherfucking slave. Now who's the master bitch? I'm gonna so I'm about it. All you assholes, street nigga, pull them down. All you assholes, bad bitch, that's my work. Get my asshole, bitch, I'm about it. All you assholes, fuck y'all assholes. Money, about it, so I'm about it. Went away and lied. Organized crime, never hustle outside. My cousin just got 25% is 85. My nigga Tim got 10 flat. Can't got them jacked. Big dog status. Get my work by the foot. I'm about to flood the whole city. Hope these broke niggas go float. Hood bitch, she look like Peggy. Super head, she a pro. We just fuck and smoke a whole house of work. That's how we play, nigga. West Bank nigga, I'm a street nigga. I'm a fucking trick, nigga. Every pretty freak is
nigga. 934-0966, that's the number of guys in the show. I need y'all to hit the phone lines, though. I got 200 fucking people listening, and nobody's calling the fucking phone. Seriously? 347-934-0966. Seriously. 347-934-0966. Yeah. Do it. Alright, that was YS with Asshole. We got Ken Malik. Ken Jilla, I got a song called Wish You Could. I don't have anything about called It's On Me. I don't know, homie. Oh, I can't find It's On Me. I see a Wish You Could. That's the song that I got. Still got Kevin Armstrong on deck. I'll come to your phone line and ask you what's up with that. But my phone lines, with all these people listening, my phone lines ain't popping. 347-934-0966. All right? Call the phone line. 347. Let me say it real slow. Maybe y'all on the short bus today. Maybe y'all high. 347-934-0966. I know people was telling me the phone line was cutting them off. It was dropping. I did have a kind of a, I did have a fairly weak signal with Blog Talk today. So people would call, kept dropping, like back and forth. The call kept dropping. You know what I'm saying? But it's still up. So you can still dial back in. I know someone texted me, was like, y'all was on, but I kept dropping them off. Call back, though. Call back. 347-934-0966. I'm at the mercy of technology over here using these all these different things, you know what I'm saying, to make this thing work and pop off and sound all sweet. All right? YS, asshole. Let's go to the phone lines real quick and see what people think about that one.
Don't play and start giving me an original version.
215-253, Illa Kill.
Kill that drone, Blaze. But this, like, raw, right, I think I sent you the wrong version of that drone, the pre-mix and shit.
You sent me the premix and not the finished.
I ain't noticed it until you just played it or whatever. I ain't give you the mixed version. Because it did sound, it sounded real squeaky or whatever.
Yeah, you got real lucky that still made it then.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna send it to you tonight.
Alright, send me the right one so I can put the right one up there. Alright?
Alright.
That's really, it really took away from the song, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, I like it. I mean, I felt like you was doing the bars and the beat was hard, but the mix was like, eh. That's why I wasn't going to play it live. If you send me a better mix, I might boost up how much I play it. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I'll send it to you tonight. Ain't no problem.
All right, what'd you say on that? What'd you vote? What'd you just vote? Kill.
Kill that drone. Yeah, I wasn't really feeling that drone.
All right, stand by. That's the kill vote. All right. 44933, Illa Kill.
I'm going to kill that one, bro.
Kill?
Yeah.
All right, that's a kill vote. All right, Nick Fred, Illa Kill.
I'm going to heal that. I like the first verse. I ain't like the second verse. But I was feeling the first verse.
All right. He said he didn't like the second verse, but he liked the first verse. There's two kills, one kill. 618-917.
I'm going to kill that joint.
All right. That's three kills. That's three kills. One ill. 770-895. Ill a kill. Why the fuck? Why the fuck ever? Fuck, I'm about to like not play this shit. But they'll never vote. The 770-895. Ill a kill. All right, fine. That's not a kill vote. I'm just killing them. All right. Well, that was more kills than ill, so that's that. All right, 347-930. Oh, I got to do it like this. That's my new sound effect for that, for the kill vote. I'm going to do it again. I'm not trying to pile it on. I just like that. All right, so that's a kill vote for the YS joint, asshole. I guess I'll let that vote stand. I'll let that vote stand. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't completely whack, but I can understand why people would kill it. You know what I'm saying? The Steve Jobs, Life Raw got real lucky with the Steve Jobs joint. We only got 15 minutes left. Get ready to get up out of here. Kid Malik. I shouldn't even play this fucking record. Because they ain't voted on shit all night. I should just, like, skip this bitch. Dude, I got a good mind to do it. But I ain't going to do them like that. But I'll skip this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Kid Malik. Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to play it. Kid Malik. We got 15 minutes left anyway. So we're getting ready to wind this thing down. Kid Malik. The name of his joint is called Paper. All right. He's probably one of these artists who feel like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to vote on shit. I'm just trying to get my shit on. You know what I'm saying? Tragic thing about that is that affects how much you get played. Kid Malik. Because voting is like participating in the show. Participation. You got to participate in the process. It's like when artists go to the open mic and then as soon as they perform, they leave. So then by the time the last artist who was there, you know what I'm saying, turning up with you, like five people left. When you was in there, it was like 30 people, even though the show isn't over. Now that doesn't count when the fucking promoter books 40 acts and the show starts at 11. Nobody's trying to be in the club listening to independent artists doing open mics at 3 in the morning. That's what the fuck up at. But still. But anyway, be that as it may. Kid Malik, the name of his joint is called Paper. Let's go.
many answers. No dinner dances. Me and married to money. I'm addicted to K like a fat boy. Never mind on my hat, boy. It's never mind to that broke. I must remind you I'm that boy. Julie saying fuck the police. I really fuck the police. She gave me a ticket, let me run the train. I'm doing my thing, so she's doing me. She like the way that I'm doing me. She like it when I rock jewelry. She like it how I don't never snitch. And I never switch, but I switch it up. Talking that bread, you ain't talking enough. I ain't talking your head, I'm just talking my cut. I ain't blocking enough, you wanna I give it up. But she was using on me, I think she want me. And that's true, and you lose it. I've been cruising, and that coupe, I've been wetting them. Yeah, that's cool, and she wet. Yeah, that's cool, I bust that was champagne with my kids.
What you say? Okay. I'm looking at my Twitter. It's my Twitter popping. Let me see. 215-253. Illa Kill.
Yeah, I throw that drum. I ain't really throw that drum.
618-916.
I'm going to kill it. It was tight at first, but then he wasn't tripping kind of. But I'm going to kill it.
Was tight at first, but he didn't like it. 404-933. Illa Kill.
I'm gonna kill that joint, man. I gotta like the beat, man. They wasn't doing that for me though. The verse. All right. The hook.
Hold on, let me go to let me see. I'm gonna ask the intern. Her night's over. She's not even working anymore. Hey, JC Rocker. I had to put her back live. JC Rocker. Okay. Hold on a second. Let her get the phone. Answer the phone. I'm asking you, don't you think Illa Kill for this vote? I'm asking you for the vote.
Okay.
What you think? Illa Kill for that last song.
What song?
The one they just played.
I went to the restroom.
Oh, shit. Anyway, I was going to let you vote. Go listen to the last two so you can vote. Your night's over. I mean, kick back. Have a drink. You already checked in all these people. I know they got on your fucking nerves. Yeah, tonight. Illa Kill. Nick Fred.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that. Right.
Yeah, man. You know why I say that?
More kills than ills. Dundada for that one. Yeah, that's the kill vote. That's that. Next up, Ken Jilla. I got a joint called It's On Me. For Ken Jilla, I know they said it was, I'm not, he, they said it's on me, but I got a joint called Wish You Could. So, for Ken Jilla, that's what we're going to review. I think JC wrote down It's On Me, but I can't find that file. But I do have a file by Ken Jilla named Wish You Could. So, that's the only one we got to review on me. And so, that's the one that we're going to review for you. So, that's that. I don't know what to tell you on that one. And I'm running out of time. I don't have time to find the other one, all right? So, let's see. All right. Wish You Could. This is Ken Jilla. Name of the joint is called Wish You Could. We only got one more after this. One more after this. It's the Kevin Armstrong joint. All right, so this is Ken Jilla. Wish You Could. Let's go.
I'm the boss, sucker.
You got one more left. You got one more after that. That was Wish You Could. That was Ken Jilla, Wish You Could. All right. 347. Everybody's telling me they can't dial back in. I don't believe y'all. I'm going to try to dial into this motherfucker myself. Everybody text me like, yo, something's wrong with the phone. I can't dial in. Hold on a second. And I believe it when I do it right here, right now. Let me see. If this phone number gets through, all y'all talking about y'all couldn't dial in, y'all all full of shit. I'm going to wait and see, though. If it goes through, I ain't going to tell you. I'll just let you see what happens. You know what I'm saying? All right, whatever. Hold on a second. Hold on. All right. See? I got through. Anyway, 770, JC Rock, what you think about that song? You like that last song? Illa Kill for that. Answer on the phone.
Yeah.
Answer on the phone so they can hear you. All
right.
Jesus. She like, I don't want to answer it because I'm next to the call.
Technically good. It was mixed perfectly, so I'll give it an L.
What? Fine. 4-9-3-3, Illa Kill.
I'm gonna go ahead and ill that, please.
215-253, Illa Kill.
Hey, I'm gonna ill that, Blizz. I fucked with.
I think y'all all smoking crack at the end of the night. 850-252, Illa Kill.
Man, I couldn't even understand it, man.
That's what I think. Okay. I'm not going to overturn it. I'm not. But that song was totally like, you got to kill at least three other songs that was actually better than that one tonight. I've agreed with pretty much every vote up until at this moment. But since you guys said y'all was feeling it, and you know what I'm saying, okay. I'm going to go with that, but, yeah, I'll give it a conditional ill. I'll play it a little bit. That's how I'm going to grow. I'm going to pull it. I'm going to pull it, Ken Jill. I'm telling you 100. Because I didn't like that record. That record was like, super subpar. I don't even understand how I got ill. But it's the end of the night. Everybody's just being extra nice. They tend to do that at the end of Illa Kill. I don't know why they start getting nice at the end of the night. At first, they'd be like, yeah, I'm just keeping shit real. At the end of the night, they're like, yeah, fuck it, man. You know, they still here, man. Fuck it. Let me ill everything. But be that as it stands, that was an ill vote, and I'm going to play it. But the song has to go on me, Ken Jilla, I'm telling you. I got to see mad retweets from them for me to keep that shit in rotation. You know what I'm saying? I can't risk my listeners. I don't know about it. Let me. Hold on a second. H&Dub is up next, by the way. H&Dub, Kevin Armstrong, he's up next. I'm going to play it again. Hold on a second. Maybe I'm tripping. Hold on. Let me stop myself. Hold on. Hold on a second, y'all. Hold on. Let me.
S.
No, you wish you could.
Wait.
You wish you could.
Wait.
They love you. Then they hate just to love you. Okay. Just talk about my face with that fake shit. Live here, no friends. Talk about me on the net. Been some other shit, tryna stack it up. Gotta get my pay much.
Okay, so like, I'm just wanting to make sure, because this is the first one I really literally disagree with. But it's okay, but I know for a fact y'all killed like two other records, like that Hugh Hefner record. I killed that one, but it was better than that one. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, maybe Good Mama. Y'all killed Good Mama, but y'all ill that. See, that's what's not sitting right with me. There's no way that Jay Modi Good Mama joint gets murked on K100 Radio because he was saying some of the realest shit and that song is ill. That's my problem. You feel me? Now, if that would have got killed along, I could have justified Good Mama being killed. Even though they really need to fix that hook, bar for bar, that song is iller. It's an iller song. But I'm not going to overturn the vote. I want to ignore that bitch. I want to, but I'm not. That's the switchboard telling me I only got 90 seconds left in the show. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep that ill vote. Ken Jilla, make sure you retweet those tweets, homie. Make sure you retweet those tweets. All right, next up. All right, next up, last one of the night. This is Kevin Armstrong. Name of this joint is called On My Way Home. Let's get it. Let's get it and get it out of here.
Just how far this road may go, 'cause I've been walking for so long, and I think it's time that I rest my bones.
Let's take a couple of votes and see what people think about that one, and we get up out of here. 215-253, Illy Kill for that joint.
Ill that joint, Blizz.
What'd you say, Illy?
Yeah, Ill that joint.
Okay, that's the Ill vote. 770-292, Illy Kill.
Ill.
You say Ill?
Yep.
All right. 850-252, Nick Fred, Illa Kill.
Kill it, kill it.
Another Ill.
Kill it, kill it.
Oh, you said, my bad. You said Kill.
Kill.
Okay, my bad, Kill. Kill vote, my bad. I'm sorry, my bad, Kill vote. That was two ills, one kill. And I'm about to get back to you on that one. I don't know. It's after 10 o'clock. Everybody's logged off, I guess. I don't know. I may spin it. I'm not in love with that one. That's probably the weakest one I ever heard from that particular artist. And actually, not even better than in the last song, Apologies. There's no way I'm going to play that and not play Apologies. What I will do, probably put Apologies back in. I make apologies a couple more spins. That one wasn't good as a apology. That was gonna make motherfuckers log off, put people to sleep. I don't love that one. That's how I feel about it. All right. Yeah, I guess I'm, I don't know. Then I didn't go against the vote the last time. This is the problem when you get to the end of the night and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh. Shout out to DJ True Blue. You know what I'm saying? Whoever that is, you know what I'm saying? Tonight on Illa Kill, DJ True Blue. The shit is, yes, that's it. You're right, homie. You know what I'm saying? If it's whack, who's going to listen? You're right. I totally agree with you. I don't know what I'm going to do with that last song. You know what I mean? I don't know what I'm going to do with that last song, H and Dub, Jackie Moon. I might play, but Apologies is like a zillion times better than that. I'd rather just play Apologies and play that record. I think motherfuckers might literally log off if they hear that. Apologies did pretty good. You just couldn't fuck. They wasn't getting retweeted, so I just had to. It was on principle. Not because the song wasn't good. I put Apologies back into the situation. I think it's one of them. That's my solution to that, because I don't like that record. And I think that Apologies was a great record, but I just couldn't retweet it, so I pulled it. So since y'all got y'all Twitter game together, I think I'll put Apologies back into rotation and play that. But that's not that song. All right, that's my solution to that. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Yeah, that's a fair solution. I think that's a fair solution to that situation, because I don't like that record. Even though you got two Ills, one Kill, not really enough people on the phone line to really take the votes. Everybody's like, I'm done with Ill Kill tonight. I am too, actually. I'm done. So that's my fair, the democratic way to solve that situation. I put Apologies back in rotation because it's way better than that record. That record is cool, but yeah, that's the B-side cut. I don't want to play that one. Put that in rotation. I think people might log off that one. I think. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they will. So I'm going to put Apologies by Kevin Armstrong back in rotation. You guys got your Twitter game back up. Y'all got y'all ready. Y'all going to retweet it and tweet it and everything, and then that's going to flow smooth, and we're going to let that record play, which is the one that should be breaking. That's the one that should be playing anyway, because it's just trumping that whole song all together, period, point blank. All right? So that's my solution. I'm going to help you out. Thank you later. All right. I'm reading a disturbing email. A disturbing email from an artist who obviously a little perturbed that they got killed tonight. They seem a little upset about the fact they got killed. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? I think that if you listen to Go Replays, what you can do on our podcast, it's our podcast. These are podcasted. We don't actually record these and put them on the site, but we do the little low-quality podcast just so we can verify the votes and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Let me see this. Yeah, so they're upset because of what I said before the song came on. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But if a song is dope, no matter what I say, if a song is dope, I've said that. First of all, it's not the first time I've done that. You feel me? But if the song is dope, the song is dope. As you can see tonight, the Life Raw song, which was also named Steve Jobs, actually got the ill vote. All right? I said all of that before. I said everything I said about the Hugh Hefner song. Before the Hugh Hefner song was aired, I said the same thing about the Life Raw Steve Jobs joint. That's a joint named Steve Jobs, right? The Steve Jobs joint got an ill vote. So despite what I said about I'm pretty fucking sick, and I am pretty fucking sick of rappers naming their fucking songs, the names of the fucking celebrities, period. That's just it. I'm just, this shit is getting old. It is what it is. But I had that song. I had the Ray Allen song by Front Street. I had a couple other songs that I got in rotation. It's literally celebrities that still got ill, regardless of what I said about the name of the song being a celebrity. So, with that being said, if that song is dope, nothing I can say can stop it at the end of the day. You feel me? And it's still gonna be judged on its merits of the song. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because this in this one same segment. You don't have to go searching for another segment. Listen to the replay. The Life Raw joint got Ills, and it's named fucking Steve Jobs. And it still got an ill. And it was like a halfway horrible mix. And it still got ill. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, I don't agree. I can understand why you, which is why I try to refrain from doing it. But being though, I know I've said that before. You know what I'm saying? And people, just like I said, oh man, I'm so sick of everybody rapping over trap beats. That doesn't stop songs that's over trap beats from getting ill every fucking day. Every episode of the song is going to get ill on K100. Even though I'm fucking sick of everybody biting off everybody's beats and production and fucking everybody rapping over the same 808s and snares. It doesn't stop people from making a song, and it doesn't stop people from getting ill on K100 for it. That's just my personal opinion. That's why this whole process is democratic. It's going by, you know, it's kind of sort of democratic. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, right? I said I liked the Jay Moody joint, but y'all still killed it. You know what I'm saying? So the vote still is gonna stand at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much. You know, although I almost wanted to overturn that King Killer joint, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? It will. How much I like it does affect how much I play it. Absolutely. If I really like a record, I play it a lot of times. If I don't, I play it, you know, one time a day, maybe two, just to give it a fair shake. You know what I'm saying? And that's just because I'm the program director. You know what I'm saying? But I still play the record. But be that as it may, what I said about songs being named Hugh Hefner or Steve Jobs or Ray Allen or LeBron James or Danny Glover or the other gazillion fucking names that have named songs of people all in the past year, and everybody keeps fucking doing it. You know what I'm saying? Basically biting everybody else. Like they've, you know, the industry's just become a game of biters, especially, you know what I'm saying, around these parts, especially in the Atlanta area. So they do just copy everybody. I'm on the record for saying that. And it doesn't change the fact that those clubs turn up, those songs turn up in the club, DJs like them or whatever. All right? You know what I'm saying? So the song itself got killed because I think people just was like, eh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, at the end of the day, that hook is what killed the record to me, personally. You know what I'm saying? The production of the track was dope. But that hook was basic. And the hook is the meat and potatoes of the song. The hook was basic. So I would suggest that you guys, you know what I'm saying? You know, but again, this is internet radio. You play a song in a fucking club, it may turn up. Unfortunately, I don't give a shit about the turn up. Why? Because this is internet radio. I give a fuck about what people turn that shit off when they tune in. You know what I'm saying? Because internet radio and the people who listen to it are not the same motherfuckers in the fucking hood trap club. Odds are they're two different kind of people. You have to keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? So I don't particularly give a shit about the turn up. I don't give a shit about what DJs say in the club and how they felt. This ain't the club. I don't have that problem. I don't have to worry about keeping the dance floor turned up. I don't have to worry about, make want to be dope boys feel good about themselves. None of that shit matters over here at K1's Radio. What matters is the song good? Will people like continually listen to it? That's all that really matters. You know what I'm saying? So I give it to you on this platform, right? For that simple reason, right? So that's just how I'll address that. You know what I'm saying? What I say about a song, if what I say can kill a song, then the song is not as strong, because I can say whatever about a song, about how I feel. I just say anything about the song itself. All I said was how I felt about people naming songs the name of people. I didn't say anything about the song itself. I said that before I even hit play on the song. Then I hit play on the song, and then I went straight to the phone lines. The people voted on the song itself, not because of what I said. It was the song itself. I didn't say anything about the song personally. I just said I was tired of people naming songs the name of people. Y'all got it. All right. All right. I want to make sure I address it all in the same episode. Everybody get, you know. So anybody has any bitches, complaints and everything, I'm going to just address it right now while I'm live on the air instead of waiting, you know, later on. You know what I'm saying? So that's for the artists and the people who didn't like the fact that I said that. That's just to clear that up, all right? So it's not my fault that song technically got killed. I just want to make sure that you, because I can't, the vote is what the vote is, and the vote was what it was, you know what I'm saying, you know, I will give you some feedback on the song, which I did earlier, which is, you know, the hook is, you know, basic at best. But the dope, but the bars is cool, the verses is cool, it's gangster as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Which is what two other people think about that song. All right? So that's just so you guys, you know what I'm saying? Because I know every now and again someone emails me something, and I normally let everything slide. But I didn't want to let that one slide that. All right? No. Oh. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. I really appreciate it, man. Shout out to my intern, JC Rocker, for handling her business and doing the thing over there on the switchboard tonight. I really appreciate that, man. It's making my life hella for easier, making the show go way smooth. You know what I'm saying? We actually finished on time tonight because of that. I'm still talking because I just wanted to address that shit right there. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I just had to make sure I say that, you know, so everybody can hear that. Because someone's going to do that again. And that's not the first time someone said that. Like, yo, man, you shouldn't say anything about the song before it plays. Why not? The song is dope. It don't matter what the fuck I say. People like it. They don't like it. I say a lot of shit about Young Thug. Young Thug is hot as artist out right now. And he gets, his voice is fucking completely annoying to me. And I still play Young Thug songs. Oh, by the way, but I want to go on the record as saying this. The Young Thug song with T.I., I like that one. The first Young Thug verse hook song, collaboration, anything he's ever done that I like that. And I'm not saying that it's tolerable, because I could tolerate his verse on, yo, get the fuck out of my face, ow. Like, he fucking drives me insane. I can't with Young Thug, I can't. I'm just not a fan of the artist. Not him personally, he's probably the realest nigga ever, who knows? That's what they claim over there on Cleveland Avenue. Probably true, but I just can't really, I don't like his rap style. But that doesn't really matter when it comes to me programming station because he's hot. So I program some songs that I don't like. I play some shit tonight I don't really like. I'm still gonna play it because it got ill on ill a kill. The point is this: the Young Thug record. Because I could tolerate pick it the fuck out of my face. You know what I'm saying? Because that was kind of kick. I could tolerate, but I actually literally like his verses and bars on T.I. joint. Him the song with him and T.I. I do. Kudos, Young Thug. You finally got me. I wanted to go to the record saying that because I've been openly critical about his bars on the show and on the broadcast. Seriously. But I'm not a hater, man. It's just how I feel about the record. You know what I'm saying? It's like how I feel about rappers naming their songs the name of people. Okay, so anyway, thanks everybody for tuning into the show. Welcome to the music. All right. Tomorrow, who we got live tomorrow? Make sure you check in and tune in to DJ Mofat. Goes live at 3 p.m. Will Money at 5 p.m. with the Street Anthems live mix. DJ IM, he goes live at 7. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? These two new, the last two mix shows that we've added, DJ Ty Pack, who comes on at 3 p.m. on Wednesdays, and the homie Cocaine, who comes on at 3 p.m. on Fridays. Both of those guys are doing some real dope mixes, man. If you guys are listening to those two new guys, those guys do some dope mixes, man. Wednesday and Friday, 3 p.m. I mean, you know, my other guys, they all good. Shouts out to Chill Will for calling into the show tonight. He comes on live Tuesdays at 9, 8 p.m. But we got some dope-ass mix shows. But those two, I'm not saying nobody else. I'm saying we added two more, and they're good. Go check those guys out. So when you see those tweets or whatever, when you see those blasts, check out Ty Pack. This is his first mix today at 3 o'clock. And that shit was dope. I'm not saying that because it's on the station. Of course, I'm definitely going to. Sometimes I don't catch every mix show. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't catch a mix show during the week, of course, you know, pretty much every Monday, unless something's going down, we do what we call Mix Show Mondays, where we do all day from like 12 noon to 8 p.m. We just replay all the mixes that you might have, all the live mixes. They're not live, they're replays. You feel me? So we replay all the live mix shows on Monday. They call Mixtape Monday. We replay all the live mix shows from the week before, starting at noon, and it normally ends at like 9 o'clock at night. We just run all the mix shows that ran last week. So if you can't tune in, Monday is the day that you can just click us on from like noon to night. All day at work and on the way home and just bang out, you know what I'm saying, to all the mix shows. Monday is just a dope music day for the station. You know what I'm saying? Not that the rotation ain't dope, but just the mixes, everything is cool. You know what I'm saying? We running back to back. But those two mix shows, man, check those guys out, all right? DJ Tech Wednesday and Cocaine at Friday at 3, all right? All right, I'm done. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Matter of fact, you know what? Since I just gave Young Thug his props, I'm going to play that song. You know what I mean? For real, though. Now, don't get me wrong. It's way more tolerable because Tip is on the song, and Tip does his things on the verses. Of course, Tip does Tip. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I... I fuck with Tip, but that remix, that the worst remix, and he addressing it, all his shit, he's addressing all his shit on that song. I could have did without it, Tip. I could have. We got enough. You guys' whole personal lives already in social media. We could have done without that remix. I'm not playing that. I'm not playing that remix. I refuse to play it, Tip. I'm not doing it because I like Tip, and I don't want to. I don't play that. I don't want to take part in that. I want him to just let it go. I want them to work it out. Seriously. I do, man. Shit. Black family. God damn. Can we get together sometime? Now he's going to be his baby mama. Now he's going to be all this. He's going to be just look. See, look. The show, everything. I was fucking with y'all. I don't even like reality shows, but I was fucking with y'all. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking with y'all. You know what I mean? On the show, you know, the vibe. Hey, y'all wanna get on here and act a donkey and fuck it all up. Alright, so I'm signing off, but I'm gonna sign off with that song. Finally, Young Thug. Finally. I'm gonna give him some props on the verse. Finally. I can actually like this one, alright? Alright, thanks everybody for tuning in to K1's Radio. We out of here. Deuces.
Radio, hip hop, and R&B.
To the best with rats,
I count 6 shots.
I was busting out the window. A nigga jury real metal. I went from rad to riches to what could you with this. I went from smart car to a bitch with some smart look. And that, if it need, make my hip limp. I'm going fishing with the